In David's early life, let's see, I didn't get it. Anyway, in David's early life at home, he was a shepherd boy. He was always obedient to his father and performed his work as well as could possibly be. It was said that he had killed a lion and a bear to protect the sheep that he watched. When David came to visit his brethren at war with the Philistines, he rebuked Goliath and his challenge. When preparing to go out for the fight with Goliath, he couldn't seem to wear the King Saul's armor. It just didn't fit him right. And he said in 1 Samuel chapter 17 and verse 39 that he had not proven it. And of course, this was royal armor that he was going to have to provide for. And the armor was a symbol of a valiant warrior who had proved himself. But David, due to his integrity, would not try to make a show and bring glory unduly to himself. Whenever David's life was threatened by the jealous and mad King Saul, he had opportunity to kill him. He actually had a right to defend himself. But in 1 Samuel chapter 24 and verse 10, it says that he would not stretch out his hand against the Lord's anointed. And Saul's response to David was in 1 Samuel 24:17, "You are more righteous than I, for you have rewarded me with good, whereas I have rewarded you with evil." After sinning by numbering the people of Israel, we see the great integrity in David's attitude towards sacrifice unto God. Tried to give David the oxen of the threshing floor and said, "Just take the oxen, take everything you need, build an altar and sacrifice under God." But listen to what David said. "No, but I will surely buy it from you for a price. Nor will I offer burnt offerings to the Lord my God with that which costs me nothing." David bought the threshing floor and the oxen for 50 shekels of silver. His integrity would not allow him to give something to God that he had received for nothing. Why? Because this wouldn't be a sacrifice if he got it for nothing. David mentioned his own integrity in Psalm 7 and verse 8. He said, "The Lord shall judge the peoples. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to my integrity within me." God speaking to Solomon in 1 Kings 9 and verse 4 said, "Now if you walk before me as your father David walked, in integrity of heart and in uprightness to do according to all that I've commanded you, and if you keep my statutes and my judgments, then I will establish the throne of your kingdom over Israel forever, as I promised David your father, saying, you shall not fail to have a man on the throne of Israel." Notice the connection that God makes between doing what he commanded and keeping his statutes and his judgments and walking in the integrity of heart and uprightness. Solomon wrote in Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 3, "The integrity of the upright will guide him, but the perversity of the unfaithful will destroy him." And in Proverbs 19 and verse 1, "Better is the poor who walks in his integrity than the one who is perverse in his lips and is a fool." Finally, Proverbs 20 and verse 7, The righteous man walks in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. Integrity is something that is defined for us from the Hebrew word. It is translated variously in the King James Version. Integrity, uprightness, uprightly, upright, venture, full, perfect, perfection, and simplicity. A total of 23 times in the King James Version. Now, it means simply soundness, completeness, upright perfection. It is sincerity of heart and intention, truthfulness, and uprightness. It is an attribute that comes from deep within the soul of man. And it's a characteristic that is long in the making, but short in its destruction. I thought the lexicographer did a wonderful job on that one. In the New Testament, it has the equivalents, that is, words that are translated where it occurs in the Septuagint version, of sincerity, honesty, truth, and pure of heart. If we look at Webster's dictionary, we get somewhat of an idea of what's in mind here. Notice Webster says it is an unimpaired condition. Unimpaired. It is soundness, the quality or state of being complete or undivided. Honesty. Incorruptibility. Now, looking at it from the standpoint of a practical definition, get it to come up here, is I do my best 100% of the time. That's integrity. That is integrity. I do what is right at all times, no matter what the cost may be. It means avoiding evil and associating with evil people. Being participating with them in various activities and being influenced by them. Sometimes I do what I don't want to do, but because it is the right thing to do. This is a play on what Paul says over in Romans about this. Sometimes I don't do what I have a right to do, and I can do, because under the circumstance, it would be the wrong thing to do. And it means being honest at all times. There's no excuse for dishonesty. That is a lack of integrity. Integrity applied. Well, let's look at the fact, and we have to admit it, that some adults do not have integrity. And there's a It's obvious. They don't care that they tell a lie. They don't care what the truth is about something. I had one brother who said, well, I guess I lied. Like it was nothing. That's a shame. But enough for adults. I'm afraid that a lot of young people don't have integrity too. They really don't have it. And the reason is that we as adults have never given them a pattern of integrity to follow. We never gave it to them. Now, look at what they see in the adult world around them. Adults cheating in business, cheating on income tax, deceiving various people on different occasions. In regard to spiritual matters, they see adults who know what is right in the eyes of God, yet they continue to play around with sin. I couldn't help but get reminded of this picture I saw in Saturday Evening Post when I was a kid. I've always laughed. If you can't make it out, I'll tell you what it is. The scale is weighing, it looks like it might be chicken. And the butcher is on the right and the lady who's purchasing the chicken's on the left. The butcher's pushing down on the scale and the woman's pushing up. They don't really care about who's honest, and it's just a matter of who can get away with it. And that's a shame. But our children see this and they follow it. They observe it as being a normal part of life. Integrity amongst young people should be seen at home first and foremost. David, we observe, obeyed his parents and did the very best he could to fulfill his father's desires. Our children must do the same. Be honest and upright with their parents. But you know, think about this. Have you ever been told to do something by your parents and then did it half-heartedly so you could just get by or just get done with it? I'm made to think about a comedian that Dylan and I used to listen to. He talked about vacuuming the house. And he says, you know, really, your wife doesn't know whether you did it or not, right? So what you do is you run the vacuum cleaner around in the spots that are obvious and just show that you moved it around on the floor, and they think you did the job. That's how some people do. They deceive. And children learn these bad habits, unfortunately. In Ephesians chapter 6, beginning with verse 5, and I know that this is addressed to bondservants, but I can't help but think that this principle should apply to all of us. Now let's look at it and see. Bondservants, be obedient to those who are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in sincerity of heart, as to Christ. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as bondservants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. This principle applies to all that we do. We must do it in sincerity of heart, with integrity. Not just trying to make people think that we're hard workers, but as if we were serving Christ. Why? For indeed we are. We are. That's why Christians make the very best employees. Because they're not going to try to get away with doing just as much as they have to do. They're going to be doing everything they have to do and be ready to do more. That's the way it works. But also, I think there's an importance here that it should be applied to young people and old people alike, is integrity of speech. Do we practice deceit? You know, children learn from a tender age about deceit from their parents. We often are talking about white lies to get people to leave us alone. And after we've told one of these white lies in the presence of our children, then we turn around and say, boy, I'm glad they left. Or I'm glad it's over. Or I'm glad they're not coming. Do we speak the truth to our children? Do we speak the truth to them? Remember, half-truth is a lie. Half a truth is a lie. In Romans chapter 1, again in verse 28, describing the people of Gentiles who did not want to retain God in their knowledge, it says that God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things that are not fitting. And what did they do? They were filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit. Deceit. This is put on a level with envy and murder and strife and deceit. And it's sandwiched between strife and evil-mindedness. That's right. That's right. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, and inventors of evil, disobedient to parents. You know, when children learn that we practice deceit, don't be surprised when they practice it. And what's the natural result? Disobedient to parents. That's pretty important, isn't it? But integrity should also be seen in school. Integrity is doing your best in schoolwork. It's not wasting your time or wasting energy in school. It's being honest on examination day. Probably the greatest temptation on test day is to look at someone else's paper. Failure to do your own work by copying from someone else. Remember that David did not let Arunah do his work for him and then take the credit. You know, it's easy to steal and it's easy to cheat. The lowest of people do it every day. That's how they live. But as a Christian, integrity will not permit you to do this. That's right. But many times children learn to steal from their own parents. Stories told of a man who took a little boy into a neighbor's field to steal potatoes. Before putting one into the sack, he looked north, he looked south, he looked east, and he looked west as if he were looking for someone, make sure there's nobody there. The little boy said, Dad, you forgot to look one way. You forgot to look up. Think about that. At a college commencement, which encouraged high ideals amongst students, after the opening address and diplomas were given, the president of the college made an important announcement. He said he had received a letter along with a returned diploma. And the letter said that the student had cheated. You know what that showed? That showed that student had learned the meaning of integrity. He had learned the meaning of it. But while we're talking about school, sports. Are we honest in sports? Do you speak the truth? You know, the other day, I read about someone who had been playing golf with a noted individual. And he said that the fellow shot 94. Now, you know, for me, that would be wonderful. 150 is about my average. But shot 94. But his scorecard, when he turned it in, read 84. There's a lot of cheating goes on in golf. A lot of cheating. You know, have you ever stopped to think why they have a referee for many sports? You know, if you didn't have one there, people would lie about penalties. People would lie about who touched the ball last. People would lie about the score. So you have a referee there to settle things. We need to be of an honest heart and have real integrity when we approach sports. But, you know, really, integrity in all of life is so important. Many people seek popularity, but you know what they're willing to sacrifice for it? Their integrity. Their integrity. Remember, David could have been king sooner. But it meant taking the life of Saul. And he wouldn't do it. He would not do it. Now, let's look together at integrity's reward. And you say, what? Integrity has a reward? Yeah, it does. Integrity has its own reward in the heart of its possessor. Integrity is doing what is right and what is honest when no one is around. Did you know that? In Proverbs chapter 21 and verse 3, to do righteousness and justice is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. That is what we do when nobody else is around. Children, young people, and parents need to be urged to keep their integrity. Others can strip you of your money, strip you of your clothing, your possessions, but one thing that they cannot take, and you know what that is? Your integrity. We've had a reading, we got I think once a week we read now from Job, our daily Bible reading. And back in Job chapter 2 and verse 9, Mrs. Job spoke, and she said, do you still hold fast to your integrity? Curse God and die. That was her solution. That was her solution. Give it up. But notice, Job says in Job chapter 27, and verse 46, four, verses 4 through 6. My lips will not speak wickedness, nor my tongue utter deceit. Far be it from me that I should say you are right. Till I die, I will not put away my integrity from me. My righteousness I hold fast and will not let go. My heart shall not reproach me as long as I live. Looking on down now to Proverbs chapter 31 and verse 6. Let me be weighed on an honest scale, that God may know my integrity. Job was unwilling to relinquish his integrity. Even in the worst of adversity. And you know what happened to him, right? He lost all of his children. He lost all of his possessions. He lost his health. But he still retained his integrity. And you know what he knew? You know what he knew? He knew that he served a God who would judge him righteously, no matter what anyone else might say. That's what he knew for sure. Now, come to the close. We ask, are you a Christian? And if you're not, we want to do anything we possibly can to encourage you to be obedient to the gospel of Jesus Christ and to become a child of God. But if you are a Christian, we want you to be honest with yourself and your God. Why? Because this is a display of what? Integrity. We want you to show integrity in every aspect of your life, however great or small it may be. Show integrity.